Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome Aaron Skirbin, who is the Director of Safety and Security at the AIU, the Allegheny Intermediate Unit. Aaron, welcome back. You're going to be a frequent visitor, I have a feeling, here in the next few weeks. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. We understand you're part of the process of figuring out, after the governor announced they're going to earmark vaccinations for teachers and bus drivers, school bus drivers and such. So what's the game plan here in Allegheny County?
Right. So the state has partnered with a company called AMI, and they're also working with the National Guard. So those will be the folks that are actually sticking arms, if you will. They'll be doing the work. Our role as an intermediate unit is to help them to coordinate that effort. So we're responsible for the logistics of it, setting up the site, providing some support to them. And then one of our biggest responsibilities is communicating with all the school districts and helping to organize the groups of school staff to come down and actually get the vaccine.
You say the groups of school staff to come down. Is there going to be one central location where the National Guard will be, or will there be certain locations throughout the county where all the teachers and staffers go?
No, it's going to be one central location, and that's primarily true throughout the state. In the more rural places, they may have like one or two where it takes an hour and a half to get from the end of one intermediate unit's borders to another. But in Allegheny County, for the suburban schools, it will be one.
Now, one big caveat in all this, as I understand, and you told me that Pittsburgh Public Schools, while it's the single largest district inside of Allegheny County, is separate from this current plan, but they're still in a plan. Is that right?
That's correct. The way that this has been set up is that each intermediate unit is responsible for the schools that fall within its border. So for us, that means the suburbs of Allegheny County. The city of Pittsburgh has its own intermediate unit. They're intermediate unit two. So they will be responsible for the city schools, obviously, and then any other schools that fall within the borders of the city of Pittsburgh.
Now, the J&J vaccine was released yesterday. When will we see teachers getting those vaccinations?
The hope is that the vaccine clinics will be able to stand up simultaneously at some point late next week. And then it's coming in two shipments. So there's going to be the first group of folks to get vaccinated next week. And then the rest of school staff, we anticipate, will be vaccinated. They're telling us about 3 to 4 weeks out for the second batch of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
But after that, you will have basically anybody in that group that wants a vaccine gets a vaccine.
That's the hope. Yeah, that's definitely the hope. And there are some folks, you know, within school staff currently that fell within 1A by the existing parameters, you know, that got the vaccine, got the two-dose vaccines earlier. But anybody that wants it that falls within the category of school staff, they'll be able to get it.
Again, this is a voluntary program.
Yes.
Yeah, the governor is not mandating or the school districts that teachers and school bus drivers get it, but they're obviously encouraging that. And once that happens, then they feel like they can comfortably, for those that were on the bubble, about opening up schools. So we could see schools opening certainly in April, right?
I would think so. I mean, you know, I think it's important to point out that most of the schools within the county, the overwhelming majority, are open for in-person instruction in some form or fashion. There are a handful that are full 5 days. There are some that have been 5 days throughout the pandemic. And then there are others that are still in a, you know, hybrid model where they have everybody in for 4 days with the day off to deep clean the building, or, you know, one group of students in for 2 days and then another group of students in for 2 days. So for almost all the schools in the county, there's some in-person education occurring already, but the hope is that this will just get us all back in 5 days a week.
All right, Aaron, you're the director of safety and security for the Allegheny Intermediate Unit. You're a former principal. School going to open up for in-class learning for a lot of places in April. Does that mean we're going to have summer school?
Well, not everybody always does have summer school, so here's hoping not.
Yeah,
maybe they get a little break this year.
I'm curious about that because, you know, this 1 year.
You got to catch up. Year-round learning is coming.
Yeah, I would imagine, though, at least when we get through the summer and into the fall, school may be more or less normal by the time we get to the end of August.
Boy, I hope so. And you know, to go back to your question regarding summer school, I think something that's important to point out, a lot of people may not realize, is that summer school programs, as they were, you know, for remediation or students weren't successful in a particular course, most of those programs have been virtual for several years. There are a handful of programs around that would still be like, you know, you have to go for half or all of the day during the summer, but most of those programs have already been virtual for a long time.
Well, that's a good point to make, because I don't think a lot of people were aware of that, Aaron.
Yeah, it was something that, because it's not a lot of kids that would typically need it. Now, whether schools look at different plans or whatnot, you know, going forward, I don't know. But I know in my experience as an administrator, if we had students that had to do that, most of those programs were online.
Aaron, how often have you worked with, I mean, throughout this process, have you worked with the National Guard and the Wolf administration?
Not very much. And thank you for pointing that out, because I did want to make one point there regarding some of our partnerships. Throughout the pandemic, we haven't talked a great deal with the Wolf administration. The IUs have an association, the PAIU, and they coordinate a lot of the information to the state, and we push it out to our constituent districts and schools. But I wanted to make a point that, you know, throughout the pandemic, we've had a wonderful, wonderful partnership with the Allegheny County Health Department and Allegheny County Emergency Services. They have been a huge help to us. And we developed a very strong partnership that will serve us well, I think, even beyond the pandemic, that we've been able to support each other in terms of information and providing, you know, some support when that's been needed. And also, if I could real quick, I think it's important to point out, too, we were working on a plan prior to the governor's announcement, not knowing this was coming, to get school staff vaccinated when the opportunity became available. And we were working with AHN, UPMC, and Heritage Valley, I know was in there, and Ohio Valley, and St. Clair, and a few others in the county health department to develop a plan. And they were doing a lot of the heavy lifting on that particular plan. Now, those plans are no longer relevant because the way this unfolded, but I wanted to thank them because they were really helpful and great partners to us in trying to develop a plan to be ready when vaccines became available for teachers.
And finally, Aaron, the governor mentioned that there would be certain members among that group of teachers that would be prioritized up front, and those teaching the lower grades and those teaching students that might have concerns and disabilities.
That's correct. In this first batch of the Johnson & Johnson vaccines coming in, the state's deemed those folks as a priority. So that's who's going to get it first, and then everybody else will be eligible for it in the next shipment.
All right. Great information. Appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.